Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Diana Crane on April 12, 1983, at her home in San Francisco, overlooking the bay. Diana is a photographer and also, for a certain number of years, has been an artist model, and that's what we're going to talk about today. The theme, artists and models. I think, Diana, the way to get into this is to get to know you a little bit. In terms of your background, obviously we can't hear your whole life's history.
Pity.
But to give an idea of the kind of person you are, and education and this kind of thing, where you grew up, and then probably what we want to do is move as quickly as possible to your first experience as an artist model. So why don't you
begin? I moved to San Francisco as a child and basically have had high school education and various and sundry college experiences in the Bay Area, everything from City College to the San Francisco Art Institute to State Extension, Cal Extension, and those were usually art-related courses. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the Visual Studies Workshop in Rochester, New York, for my graduate work in photography and xerography.
Let me interrupt and ask how you came to be interested in photography and then xerography, which is something of a new field.
Somebody gave me a camera once, and I was going with someone who had a darkroom, and we were learning together how to print in the darkroom. So it was more or less chance, serendipity, and timing. I didn't grow up taking pictures.
No. So a few of us do. Maybe some do.
Quite a few, actually.
Before we get you to Rochester, though, what about your family background, your family situation? Was it was there an interest in art and cultural things?
My grandmother was a tremendous influence on my life. Mm-hmm. She loved art and music. And when I was very small, she used to take me to museums. We lived in New York for the first 8 years of my life.
Oh, I see. So you actually came out here when you were what?
Eight.
Eight.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, my daughter's age.
Yeah. So she was a tremendous influence, and neither of my parents are very interested in art, but mm-hmm. it's interesting, the generation skips, and so Grandma's is dead now, but I feel a great affinity with her just because I am so involved with art and always have been. She sort of kindled that spark.
In high school then, I gather you went to school here in San mm-hmm. Francisco. Where did you go to school?
I went to Sarah Dix Hamlin's, mm-hmm. which was a private girls' school. Helen Oldfield was my art teacher.
Oh, Otis Oldfield's, mm-hmm. Widow.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I wonder if Helen's still around.
I don't know. I never kept in touch with her.
Because I met her some years ago, but we mustn't digress.
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting, though, because that ties in then to Bay Area art history.
Sure. Took drawing from Mr. Hatofsky.
Mm-hmm.
This is an Art Institute.
This is the Art Institute,
yeah.
Then.
In fact, I would skip other classes just so that I could sit and draw the model.
Mm-hmm.
And
This is what I was going to ask you. Before you took off for Rochester, mm-hmm. you said that you studied it, you studied around, mm-hmm. as they say here mm-hmm. in the area. You went to the Art Institute,
mm-hmm.
Cal Extension, you
mentioned. Right, I was studying filmmaking also.
Uh-huh. And so you actually then, your first experience with artists and models was on the other side of it. You were in life classes drawing.
Yeah, and even before then, in high school, there was